What did you make of the wicket last night?
I think it was one of the toughest wickets I have seen, especially in the T20 format. It was quite difficult to bat on. I think we batted really well, but you know, it wasn't something which happening with us, and everything was going against. And I think the wicket was totally different. I think we should have exchanged the wicket with the test match in Melbourne, because it's something like you can't expect such kind of wickets in T20 format. But we can say it was a bad luck for us. We couldn't execute ourselves with the wicket as soon as it should be, but you know, we learned from that, and we know what should have done better on that wicket. We learned from our mistakes, and hopefully in upcoming matches, if we get such kind of wickets, we realize that how to bet on that and what will be the good score on that wicket. So hopefully we will try our best to learn. We learn from our mistakes, we learn from what we have done bad. And we'll try our best not to repeat that in again, and we'll do well in the next matches.
What can you do on a wicket like that? Do you just swing? How do you approach? How do you think the batters should have approached it?
I think that time we looked for a big total, like 160, 170. And I think on such kind of wickets, 130, 125 is a good total, while having a good bowling attack as well. That's what we thought, that you know, we should have gone to 130 or 125 rather than thinking about 170 and 180. But as I said, we didn't know about that wicket, and we lost wickets very quickly in a very quick period of time. We couldn't get ourselves keep going. But we learned from that, and hopefully we will not repeat that mistakes, and we will do well in the next matches.
What did you make of the run-out that happened? It's now 2 weeks, games in a row, where there's been a run-out. What did you make of the one?
It happens, the run-out. You know, I think he's quite unlucky to get run-out, but... it's a cricket, you can't see anything. Run out something like a suicide while doing it, but it is happening. It's not in our control or something. It happens very, very quickly and very rapidly. So we'll try our best to be very careful in the upcoming matches.
Was it something that the coach will talk about, do you think, over the next few days?
I think run out is something you can't talk about a lot. You know, we are professional cricketers. We played lots of cricket. Everyone played for their national team, and they know that how to come back and how to be more, like, you know, active while batting the air. How to have a clear call and have to think either we should take a run or one or two. So I think being a professional player, we don't need a coach to tell us. We should think of in the pavilion that, yeah, what is the right thing to do. So being an international player playing all over the world, I think this is my own responsibility. While getting run out, in my own responsibility, I should think that, you know, what's wrong with me, either I'm not calling right or something else. So it happens in a cricket, you know, run out happens everywhere. It's not something new, but hopefully we'll try our best to not repeat that in the next matches.
Rash, was the wicket almost too fast and bouncy for T20?
Yeah, I think, as I said before, it was very bouncy, and we didn't see such kind of wickets in a T20 format. But you know, that stadium is new. Lots of T20 games are not played there. We were thinking about to be this, as we have seen in the test match as well. So I think was difficult to bet on, but you know, we could have done better than that, but it didn't happen, and so we learned from that. Hopefully, if we get such kind of wickets in upcoming matches, we will do much better than this.
So was it more a case of the wicket being hard to bat on, or your batting not being as good as it should have been, or a combination of both?
I think batting is good. You know, you can't say in one match. In the last match we played, we made like 170 plus, and so something, it happens, like, you know, a bad day for a batsman. It happens with each and every team, even on any track. Like, it happens with a team when they are having a bad day and the team gets out in 100. So it happens. We just call that a bad day. It was gone, and we just learned from our mistake, and hopefully we'll come back stronger on New Year night.
How important to bounce back on New Year's Eve? Because it's the first time the Strikers have lost two games in a row for a couple of years.
Yeah, it is quite important to come back and to bounce back in a New Year night, and while having a big crowd supporting us. But you know, nothing special to do. Just need to back up our skills. Just need to do what we did right in the those matches which we won, and just back up each other and do our best, give 100% in the ground. That's what in our hand, like, give 100%, either it's a bowling, batting and fielding, and let's see whatever the result is.
So you still got full confidence in the squad?
Yeah, we have the confidence. I think the loss we had last two games, we shouldn't lose our confidence. It happens, like, you know, it's just the beginning of the tournament. If we lose our hopes and confidence in the beginning, I think it will be difficult for us to keep it on. But, you know, as an international player, we just need to be think about that, what is the right things to do, and just look forward. And still long tournament, still we have like 11 matches to go. We just need to take one match each time and do well, give 100%, and let's see whatever happens.
How about your tennis smash for six?
Something new, I think. I just try my best to hit the ball, doesn't matter how it is, just need to hit the ball and clear the rope and get as much runs as I can for the team. And that's what happened, a tennis ball shot.
Do you practice that at all?
Not at all. I haven't practiced even in a dream. But something, it happens, you know. That's what I was expecting him, that he will bowl me a short pitch delivery. And I was just trying to hit it where I want. And I just try my best to hit the ball, like to clear the rope. Doesn't matter how I hit it, but just need to hit the ball.
What about you taking wickets for Ash as well? How do you feel like you're bowling at the moment?
I feel good, like compared to last year, have more confidence, you know, my second year, know the conditions, where how to bowl and how to bowl in such wickets, like in Adelaide, Perth, anywhere. So I think the last year experience helping me a lot, and knowing the players as well. Like last year was my first time playing with here players, and how is their reaction against me. But so far so good, and I'm just trying my best to do well in each and every game, and to do for the team as much good as possible, and to take as many wickets as possible.